Blog Talk Radio.
This is a dangerous group. The groups that we're.
Ladies and gentlemen!
What's this nonsense?
All of this!
I'm young.
Yeah.
I'm handsome. I'm bad. I'm pretty. And can't possibly be beat.
Your boy Lil Hot the Money Man, and you are now tuned in to the number one radio station, my radio station, Lawless Radio, homie.
Got my DMX up. What's the business? You already know what it is. Baby, it's the Chairman and the Queen of all the radios online, baby. Y'all know what to do right about now. Call a friend and tell a friend to bring them out 4 or 5 friends so we can get it in. Maybe next 2 hours we're going to do what it is. We do on Lawless Radio. That is support your local come up. Underground, unsigned, independent music, baby. This is how we get down on Great Grind Wednesday. If y'all ain't following us yet, what you waiting for? At Lawless Radio to find out the music that we playing. Y'all want to support these artists? We got their Twitters and all of that good stuff when we post these songs, man. If you ain't like the Facebook fan page, what you waiting for? You're on Facebook right now, and I know you're on Facebook because you're shooting me messages talking about this. You're going to play Move Out the Band and all of that, but I don't see you on the like section. So let's get it right around here, baby. If winning wasn't everything, why the hell they keep score? Queen, what's going on?
What's up, world? It's your girl, M.E., the Queen. The Queen, the Queen, the Queen. Also, your Carolina Peach here on another Grit Grind Wednesday. What it do, y'all? I'm so excited. I just read some new information on Lawless Radio, so I guess we got some announcements to make. And I see that the chairman, y'all hear the chairman out there? He is more cheerful than he's ever been. What's going on? that's what I like to hear. Hey, when I love cheerful people. I love people, you know, that's always smiling, that's always, you know, laughing. You know, that's my thing. Especially when it's good news, man, it's even better.
Man.
Let's do this. Hey, it's grind, y'all. Let's do it.
Hey, that's it. We got to do it, man. Hey, y'all, we are, it's all a part of the blessings, you know what I'm saying, that rain down on you. Involved with a real good TV show, and right now we got some bids, some bidding wars going. You know, the last time I was a part of a bidding war, it was as an artist back in the early 90s, you know, so I'm feeling a little spawned right now. They ain't used to having that kind of attention. Hey, the TV show is the the fourth quarter, y'all, man. This is the show in itself, man, is so, I mean, it's something, you know. So shout out to 480, man, the full cast over there, man. I'm just blessed to be a part of it, you know. And you're gonna be seeing me hashtagging Atlanta Spartans, man. I'm gonna be hashtagging the fourth quarter, man. Hashtagging Coach Rose, who I am. So man, y'all go over and like page, man. Y'all keep up with it, man. This is something big, you know. We just came up with another one, and for my fans of the game, I apologize in advance, but again, if winning wasn't everything, why do they keep score? So we came to destroy. Alright, so game is over. Simple as that. Hashtag game over, baby. It's over with. We doing it. It's the hard hitting truth, the hard hitting facts, man. It is something. So y'all make sure y'all stay tuned. Keep it locked, man. Find out what's going on. But Lawless Radio, we are the official radio station of the Atlanta Spartans.
We are two wild and crazy hosts.
hey, that's my radio voice. Did you hear my radio voice? That's my radio
voice,
man.
That's my radio voice,
baby. Wow, they're crazy. We are the official radio station of the Atlanta Spartans. You know what I'm saying? That's my radio voice.
Yeah. And y'all listening out there, I reposted from Lawless, the Lawless radio page. I reposted the fourth quarter. So, y'all, we already got 300 and something likes. Man, y'all just go ahead and click that like button, like it, and so everything can blow up your weight, like Lawless Radio is blow up your weight, and Grit Grinders blow up your weight, and we're just doing the thing. I'm just very happy, you know, to see, you know, that the station is, you know, we getting a fan base. You know, we went from 900 fans on the fan page, a month and a half ago, to almost 1,400. So, you know, that lets you know that people are tuning in, and they like what they're hearing, and they know that this is legit. And we all about supporting our local come up. That's what it is. That's what we do at Lawless. That's what it is.
There you go. And we talking about man, working, you know, I mean, without a doubt, everybody involved with the movement is working. You got the queen, she working, the chairman working, Catrice working, Buck working. Man, but right now I got to send a shout out, man, and y'all keep her in your prayers, man. My little cousin, Mel Lawless, she's been hospitalized again. She's a fighter. She's a fighter, but she's also at the same time real ill, you know, and it's been taking a real hard toll on her body. So she was hospitalized again yesterday. I know we said it last week, and she got out, and it was good, and she's back in. So y'all keep Mel in your prayers. She's a fighter, you know.
No,
hey, that's what our family do, man. We fight. So no doubt, you know, strong prayers, you know, God in the corner, little cousin gonna pull through this. She'll be back with y'all Saturday night, acting crazy again, like normal, you know, but y'all just keep her in your prayers, dead serious, keep her in your prayers. Man, Queen, what in the world is it? You know, now, I asked this question of a bunch of people, and I really can't get a straight answer. You know, okay, you know already that we have just about every black organization coming out of Woodworks, and they find that Dr. Dre now, you know, and everybody. I mean, he's been called everything under the sun for what he did with his money. You know, he gave $35 million to USC. So you got the different colleges here in Atlanta, you know, calling a sellout and things of that nature. Because you're black, are you obligated to only give your money to black organizations?
Answer I have, and the only way, you know, only opinion I have is you can't tell a person, and a wise person told me this a long time ago, you can't tell a person what to do with their money, point blank.
Right. You cannot tell them what to do. But see, this is the way I look at it. Okay. Giving all shouts to my people here in ATL. Love y'all dearly, you know. I mean, I have not crossed a bad person here in Atlanta, what is it, like 9-10 years of being here. And I'm really grateful for the support. Anything I'm doing, you know, people in Atlanta really support me, and I'm very grateful. But when I start thinking about making an impact, the first thing I think about is home, you see? Mm-hmm. So when you know, like with Pastor Edwin on last week, you know, those things that he's touching, you know, back in Chicago, those are the, you know, a lot of those things I'm touching as well. You know, because I'm trying to, you know, look out for the people that's coming up in the neighborhood that I came up in. You know, make things easier for them. Because, you know, home is home. You know, my grandmother still stays in the same house we've been in my entire life. Okay? So that is our neighborhood. I'm vested in that neighborhood. My roots are in that neighborhood, you know. You know, the same thing for my nieces, you know, my nephew, my granddaughters there, my sons. Daughter-in-law, you know, my nephews, my family is still there. So when I'm thinking about jumping off into a neighborhood, you know, I think of the neighborhood I live in now secondly, but I think of the neighborhood that I came from first. You know, and, you know, Dr. Dre, you know, he didn't make a long statement, but he said that you take care of home. That's what he said. And him saying that, the way I think he's meaning it is the way I mean it. You know, if I walked out here right now and hit the Mega Millions for $160 million, yeah, I'm going to bless ATL. I'm going to bless ATL. But ATL will not be blessed before the 29th war, you know, Austin area, Chicago. They will get it first. You know, that's the first place. You know, in our neighborhood alone, they've closed 15 schools. This is high school. That was already bad when I was coming up. We only had one high school to choose from in our neighborhood, and then they turned a elementary school into a high school, and they turned another elementary school into a high school, which meant that what did they do? They, you know, depleted, you know, elementary schools. You know, so it's not like, you know, we had a large, you know, ch- closed back down to one high school, you know, and the elementary schools that were turned to high schools, it's not like they turned them back to elementary school. Those schools are closed, but they closed other elementary schools. So, you know, me and my $35 million, it would go to just that. It wouldn't, you know, and I know people in ATL, oh, you bogus, you live in Atlanta and all that, but I don't think they even pay attention. They still live in California. So you got to take care of home. You got to take
That's
care
right.
of home. I mean, he didn't make every, he didn't make a song called Every City Love. He made a song called California Love. You know what I'm saying? Home, baby,
exactly.
home. I have listened on the radio, you know, Frank Ski, I mean, I have a lot of respect for Frank Ski, but I do not agree. You know, Frank Ski, you know, he's of the mind that, you know, the black dollar is supposed to stay strictly black. And I'm of the mind of, you do, first off, like you said, you do what you want to do with your money. But
right.
secondly, you know, you take care of home, like you said. You know, home comes first. So, you know, I was real surprised to hear even Frank Ski said Steve Harvey danced around it. He never came out right and said, you know, yay, nay, none of the two. You know, and everybody know I ain't no big Steve Harvey fan, so I'd have jumped all over that.
Yeah,
but,
I'm not either.
You know,
we got that in common.
Yeah. I'd have been all over that. But I mean, Steve Harvey, you know, gives to a lot of organizations himself. You know, so my question is, why nobody dogs him? Because all of the organization, I mean, he's like a large contributor to Susan G. Komen. And Susan G. Komen ain't Shalele G. Komen, you know what I'm saying? So I don't know why they picked him at this point. I was really trying to figure out why. What was the motive behind it? But I've been looking for somebody to give me a straight answer.
You have to consider the source. Because look at Frank Ski. I'm not a big fan of Frank Ski, but the simple fact, I wish he would get off Diddy's nuts. You know, that's my biggest issue with him. You know, so, like, I mean, so someone that would, you know, that's always on, you know, always on Diddy's nuts, Diddy this, Diddy that, everywhere Diddy is getting honored, he's there. I mean, this dude, for his 10th year anniversary, just a few years back, you know, when Diddy got his start on the Walk of Fame, the Hollywood Walk of Fame, you know, he basically said, well, you know, Diddy's been my boy since Howard and however long, you know. And so he flew, they flew, he and his wife, Tanya, you know, they flew out to L.A., to Hollywood.
Mm-hmm.
And that's how they spent their honeymoon, honoring Diddy. So it's like Frank Ski, I don't know. Nothing he says too much really, you know, really weighs a whole lot with me, you know. Because it just, to me, it's like whatever, you know, it's like whatever the wind blows with him. It's like whoever's the most popular, whoever is the this and whoever's the that. You know, if you're dealing with Diddy or if you're dealing with someone else, you know, he got nothing but good things to say. So, you know, you have to consider the source, you know. And he can say what he wants, you know. I mean, he needs to, you know, show what he's doing and, you know, be more vocal about
there
what he's doing. I know Ryan Cameron has a foundation and actually had an
That's
opportunity
to
meet his wife.
Yeah,
but you don't hear anything about Frank Ski. You know, he does some charity,
right.
But you don't hear anything about Frank Ski Foundation. Frank Ski is feeding homeless people on Thanksgiving, on Christmas.
Right.
You don't hear any of those things. So that's why I say you have to really consider the source and, you know, look who's talking.
Yep. You know what? And we'll take it just like that, because I didn't get a chance to check out Ryan Cameron to see if he said, you know, or if he even paid attention to it, because oftentimes things like that, Ryan Cameron don't even pay attention to. I mean, you look at it, you know, a lot of BS, he don't even, you know, mouth, you know, so that's one of the reasons I really respect him. He don't even mouth a lot of the BS that's popular, you know, everybody's jumping over. But, I mean, you know, just talking in general, different groups and stuff on Facebook and stuff, you know, and I mean, you couldn't get a straight answer. You know, all you getting is, you know, he's supposed to keep his money in the hood. You know, but, you know, my question to the people that are saying that he's supposed to keep money in the hood, you know, what are y'all saying to all of these damn people that are going out buying these Jordans? That money ain't staying in the hood. You know, these people are going out buying all, Yeah, all these damn vehicles that they gotta hide after they purchase it. That money is not staying in the hood, you know. And,
I didn't mean to cut you off, but I'm kind of a little, I'm getting a little heated as you talk about this because everything now. Granted, the hood it is what it is. In the hood, you don't have many opportunities to do anything. You if you that's if you
right.
make it out. If you're dreaming about making it out. That's good. That's all great. But the thing is,
right.
one thing I hate about, you know, the hood, and it's not usually the people in the hood that says it. It's people that don't live in the hood that try they claim they want to see the hood better and not be a hood. But my thing is this, you know, like, you know, you say stuff like, you know, we need to give back to the poor kids. We need to, you know, do this and the kids in the hood and this, that, and the third. But you have to understand kids that's way worse off than kids in the hood of the United States. You know, and there's
okay.
kids that's way worse off than the kids that's in the hood. You know, well, it's kids in the country, you know, and out in some
okay.
rural area that's probably don't even have running water. But these people in the hood,
okay.
you know, some of them on Section 8, not all of them, on Section 8,
okay.
on
Canif,
you know, we call it FDC, North Carolina, and stuff. So they have
okay.
tools and they have opportunities. You know, it's up to them what they should do with it. Now, yeah, they should be helped. But at the same token, you can't, black people can't limit. You know, just okay. I got to limit my contributions to the hood. You can't do that. Well, you can do it. It's your money, but I don't see how you would want to do that when there's people all over. There's this hunger. There's homeless and hungry. You know, adults, 50, 40 years old, that's under a bypass or what do you call those things? Overpass, sleeping under overpass. You know, so
right.
you can't just sit up here and say. That, you know, because I'm black and I got all this money, I'm only going to help black people. You know what? I don't feel like you're going to make it in the kingdom of heaven if you just want to help black people. You should just want to help
right,
mankind.
Right.
When you become rich, it's not about I got to take care of home, you know, just like, you know, directly. I got to take care of home,
right.
and that's what I got to do. That's the
right,
first
right.
thing you should do. But you have to consider other things that's going on, too, and that, I believe, that God is going to shine upon and smile upon. You know, to know that all that you know, okay, hood and black, that goes out the window. Color goes out the window when you become rich and you're you have a platform and you're in a position to help people. It's all about mankind. That's the word,
yep.
mankind.
Break
that's,
it down.
That's what it should
Break
be.
It down.
That's what it should
that's,
be.
That's what it
you
knows.
Know, you can pick and choose who you want to help. That's all good. But as long as you know it's man, it's a matter of mankind and not a matter of. You know, taking the hood and not making it hood anymore. We've been doing this for years. We don't want the word hood to even you know be a word anymore. We don't even want it to be a state of mind. We sure don't. But the hood got to help
right.
the hood too. You know what I'm saying? So
right.
you know all that you know all that you can get the money to the hood all day long. But your mentality is still
right.
hood. Your mentality is I'm not getting out unless I rob, kill, or if I sell my body, sell some drugs. Then you're going to stay right where you are, in the hood or dead or in jail.
Right,
point
right,
blank.
Right. But, I mean, it's the truth. And, I mean you hit it all over the head. But I don't think people paid attention. The donation that he made, I don't think anybody paid attention. They should have asked where did the money go. And if you look, the money went into their scholarship program. Okay, the scholarship programs were being depleted because there are a number of people out there that cannot afford to go to college. So this money was thrown out there so any kid that want to go to college and qualify for these scholarships, the university has enough money to say, come on, let's go to school, kid. Come on, let's go to school. And that's the way it should be. You know, I mean, education is already getting scarce. I mean, the way it should be figured, if you can make
mm-hmm.
it out of high school, if you can make it out of high school, wow, it is an A+ to get
yes.
to go to college, okay? He's lighting the way for some kid to be able to do it. And that's the way it should be looked at. It shouldn't be looked at as, you know, what kid from what section. Same people
yeah.
that are making these bones, the same people that are making these bones will be going crazy if you get Mark Wahlberg. If you get Mark Wahlberg to donate $35 million and said that it can only go to Irish. It can only go to Irish kids. You know, only Irish kids can go to school off this money. Those same people that are making qualms about Dre giving his money up will go crazy over that. Oh, my God, Mark Wahlberg is racist. You know, no. Let's call a rat a rat.
Easy. That's just like we can get. I'm not gonna go deep into Oprah, you know, but I'm just gonna touch the surface. Like Oprah, there's so many people out there that hate Oprah Winfrey because they swear she does not help black. How do we know that? How do you know that? Oprah is so rich that she probably helped so many people that it's not even really worth talking about. It's not even like when I say not worth talking about, it's not nothing that needs to be talked about. It just needs to be done. You know what I'm saying? So like. All this Oprah help don't help black people. All you see is, you know, right. White people in her audience and this, that, and the third. First of all, it's her money. She do what she wants to do with it. But second of all,
there you go.
We don't know what Oprah is doing. You know, we don't know. I can't even imagine, you know, Oprah, you know, being a black woman, you know, and being an overweight black woman at one point, you know, and you know, being the epitome of, okay, if she was an actress before she became a journalist, you know, she'd probably get one of those, you know, a Pearl Bailey role or, you know, a role of a maid role or something like that. They'll look at her as that. She would not be considered as beautiful. So I can imagine someone like that not wanting to help other black women. You know, I couldn't imagine. That's why she holds the Legends Ball. You know, she when she holds the Legends Ball, she invites black women, white women, women of all walks of life. You know, granted, they're rich women and they're known women,
right.
But it does not matter. It, just because she's not talking about it does not mean she's not doing it. You know, she started a school in Africa. Unfortunately, some bad things happened, you know, but the thing is, she did it. So that right there, that's a whole country right there. So you can't sit there and try to weigh people's generosity and their charity by what race they're giving to and what type of people they're giving to. Giving is giving. Point blank, giving is giving. You know, so I'm just so sick of people trying to pick people apart when they give. You want to pick them apart. Okay, just be satisfied that this person, or just be happy
that
this person has this type of mind and has a heart to want to give. So why people got to pick people apart when they give? Okay, so how much did you give? Or how much did he give? Oh, he gave that much. Well, I tell you, I wonder where it came from. You know, it's ridiculous. It's ridiculous. I mean, if you don't give, just give. That's my mother used to always tell us, if you don't give somebody something. Don't talk about it.
But you know the bigger part of it, though, Queen? You know the bigger part.
It shouldn't be a conversation anymore.
Right. But you know the bigger part, though, Queen? You know, the person that knows what I give is my CPA at the end of the year. Just like for Oprah. You do not have ties. If you genuinely gave from your heart, you don't need an audience to tell what you gave, when you gave, and who you gave it to. You know, picture this. When the collection plate goes around that church, do you jump up and say, I put $10 in? I put $10 in? I put $5? You are given from your heart.
It's been done, but, I mean, that's just crazy. You know, I just can't imagine, like, you know, somebody doing something good and you want to pick it apart and just, you know, I mean, it's almost like damn if you do and damn if you don't. If I don't help, then I'm no good.
And that's what I'm saying.
But if I do help,
that's what I'm saying.
Yeah.
I read it. When I first read it, it was on Global Grind. When I first read it, it was on Global Grind. You know, it's just saying that, you know, black community up in arms about Dr. Dre's giving and all that. And I read, you know, and they had what they had, you know. And for me, you know, basically went in one ear and out the other, you know, like, you know, why are they even worried about what the man gave? It was his $35 million, you know. Next, you know, I'm hearing it, you know, they saw that on Steve Harvey. You know, like, whoa, come on now. Everywhere I turned, it was up. You know, people had it on their pages and stuff. You know, but like you said, it shouldn't even have been a conversation because first and foremost, it is this man's money. If that man decided to ride down the street and throw that damn money out of his window, it's his money.
He can do that.
I just hope he did.
You know,
I hope he did.
But you know what? You know the funny part, the irony of all what you just said. People would rather him do that so people can run up and just get money, free money, than for him to actually go through, you know, the chain of, you know, the chain of how you give, you know, charity wise and stuff, the IRS and all that good stuff. People rather, you know, people be more, you know, not glad, but they will praise him more if he just rolled through Long Beach or Carson or, you know, or Compton and just threw money out the window. Oh, Dr. Dre, he's God. He's throwing money for, you know, for the kids out here to get, you know, school supplies and this, that, and the third. But the fact that, you know, he's doing it and I have on air quotes right now. I have up air quotes, y'all. The government way. You know what I'm saying? He's doing it the government way.
Right.
So nobody can pinpoint where the money is going. So it's a problem because they can't pinpoint. And then, and on a lighter note, Dr. Dre, as many women have he put his hand on, people should praise him for wanting that from damn body. He needs that from damn body. He's helping somebody. I'm still mad about what Michelle Lay said about it. So,
hold on. Give me Michelle Lay. I ain't heard of Michelle Lay.
Oh.
What's he say about it?
I didn't tell you. I didn't talk about Dr. Dre.
I'm gonna tell you my story.
She said when she was with, she said the one that I thought would beat me didn't beat me, was good to me, but the one that I spent 9 years with put his hands on me, and you know he beat me and stuff, and he you know basically humiliated me, and who she was talking about was Dr. Dre. I knew that they had a child together, but I did not know they were together for 9 years. I just didn't know. So she basically said those 9 years, like she get ready to go to, you know, do a video shoot, and then she had a black eye. She had to cover a black eye. You know, she's wearing shades because she had a black eye. You know, Michelle is probably like 5 feet. You know, Dr. Dre is not no small man, never been. I mean, although he lifts weights now, he still wasn't a small man even back then. So you think about him just putting his hands on. You think about what he did to that. MTV journalist,
D. Vaughn.
Yes. So it takes you back to that. I mean, to the point where this man almost went to jail. He had to shell out millions of dollars to this woman, which and rightfully so. He should have, and he should have pulled a little time for it too. But she said that, you know, he beat on her, but when she got with Suge Knight, she said, she asked Suge, she said, Suge, do you like me? He said, yeah, I love you. You know, basically, he was like, I love you. He said, why do you ask? Oh, because you don't put your hand on me. She thinks that Dr. Dre putting his hand on her, you know, was showing his women in their minds, when women are getting beat and they actually stick around because they feel like it's the right thing, that's almost like that, I'm trying to think of a good word for it, that hurt love mentality, that love that hurts, that's what it is. It's that love that hurts mentality, that physical love.
Right.
That hurts, that love that hurts physically. That's what it is, and,
right,
and so she
right.
just basically, yeah. And in a nutshell, that's basically what it was. You know, Suge didn't put his hand on her. It was good to her to have a child together, and you know, then of course she found out they weren't legally married. You know, but you know, Dr. Dre, like I say, you know, on a lighter note, yes, he should be helping people because he's done a lot of wrong and stuff. You know, he's been noted to put his hands on women, but on a heavier note. You know, God bless Dr. Dre for what he's doing. That's what I say to that.
Big time. But now let me tell you mine. She ain't lying on the young man. Now, she ain't lying on the young man. You know, my people, you know, my folks that know Uncle T.L., know, you know, Once Upon a Time, all the writers for Lawless, myself, all Ruthless Records. And we had a session. We was recording and everything, you know, and everybody's in there. You know how it goes, you know. I was a much younger T.L., so don't judge me. We in there smoking and we drinking and we kicking their thing. So, you know, the way the studio was made, you know, the room kind of around the corner from the booth and everything. So, you know, the DJ was White Boy Brian. Come, he said, man, come on, y'all, let's go. Like, let's go. What's up, man? I ain't late. You know what I'm saying? I ain't laid my butt yet, you know? He's like, man, come on, man. So you hear the boom, 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 boom. You know, like, what in the what? So, you know, me and my guy, Ryan, we go around the corner. Shout out to my man, Ryan G, man. Compton Most Wanted, man. Y'all remember Compton Most Wanted, the MC8.
No doubt.
You know, shout out to my man, Ryan G. So, you know, we go around the corner. So got this girl, you know, she's a little bitty something. He got her up on this plexiglass, you know, thing that's got, like, you know, notes and stuff behind. He got her up off her feet on it. You know, he's giving it to him and got to him. Man, why? I was like, dude, man. Oh, my bad, bitch. Y'all, I couldn't beat myself. I said, the female, you know. So I'm looking like, dude, what kind of gangster is this? You know, he hemming up a chick like a dude, you know. So, you know, we go in there, you know what I'm saying. It's us three, we basically new to the studio, and we don't understand that when he hemming her up, we supposed to leave, you know. My boy, white boy Brian, you like, man, y'all shouldn't even did that. You know, shout out to my boy, shout out to my boy T Smooth, man, aka Terrence Howard. Y'all know him as Terrence Howard. We know him as T Smooth. Shout out to my man T Smooth. You know, and you know, T Smooth, you know, he like, man, I'm not finna sit here and watch this man beat on this female like this. You know, so my man get lippy with us. You know. You know, I'm like, dude, I ain't the female, dog. You know what I'm saying? You miss me with all of that. You know, and I won't say I lost a lot of respect for him, but I looked at him a lot differently because you got three dudes in your face. If you that, you know what I'm saying, you that aggressive, if you G like that, you know what I'm saying, you could have came that in one of us. Only thing they did was just bump us off a little song. You know, we ain't tripping, you know what I'm saying? Terrence hit his come up. You know, my man Rhymes, you know, rest in peace to my man. He got a chance to do the Boys in the Hood movie before he got killed and stuff. But and the chairman is here. You know what I'm saying? But yeah, I was actually there for it. So when she said, man, I won't lie. Yes, I was there for it firsthand. And he hemmed her like he was hemming the dude, man. Like, whoa, up that one hand, drilling her in the rib.
Oh, my God. He's nothing but a punk. Because you remember a few years back, he got honored at the, I want to say the MTV Awards. And it was either that or Source Awards. I want to say it's the MTV Awards. And maybe it was the BET Awards. But anyway, he was up there accepting his award. Remember, somebody came, rushed on stage, and someone had to pull the person back. And his hand was shaking so bad, he couldn't even say his speech. I mean, the paper was shaking. You could hear the paper shaking and the microphone. I mean, you know, this man is shook. You know, he
that's
what
I'm saying.
That's what he won't fight a man like that.
Hey, I won't lie to you, man. I seen it myself, you know what I'm saying, and it wasn't no lie. I never knew that she came public with it. Never knew she came public with it, but she is not lying. Yeah, she is not lying, man. Hey, y'all, let me give y'all a little music, man, and we're going to go ahead and rock this here, man. Lawless Radio, the Chairman and the Queen, baby. Y'all stay right there. Y'all know the number, 646-478-5209.
But I'm also sick and tired of struggling.
Drop 100 games when the cops come pinching. That's why I do my thing low. High sign through the hood ain't the attention that I aim for. I'm turning into a homebody. Ballin' on the budget, I can stay at home and throw my own party. Pay the bill or the lights out. I'm thinking to myself, didn't take the right route. Got a good fam, grew up in a nice house. Bottom of the knife, y'all expect me to strike out. Like me, you tired of struggling. So you call to the hood, get the number to your plug again. That's the same thing that I do. See, I grew up with Jamaicos, it's nation to supply you. I'm in, don't need to get by. Brother, bitch it to me, cause they know I make some fly. I ain't in the game to ball out. I ain't trying to find a mother mall out.
But here I go.
Sometimes I take the small route. Pass on the top shelf, flick a call in, take some fall out. Drinking bumpy at Jamal's house. Then piece up and get more from Country View, cause we all out. I work with a few dudes. Respect the way I operate. Everything is running through you. I ain't trying to meet names or let it join my team that ends up to be elite, man. You might think I'm paranoid, but I stay on my toes. My mind stays very poised. I'm a thinker, I'm a smart dude. But still I took a couple chances, could've turned me into shark food. Better watch who you grind with. The game was made to take losses, that's how the streets designed it. Get in, get out, have less stress. Don't put the bump. This is your best bet. Cleaning up they losses. While they front for the city like they bosses. I'm laying in the background. Constructing new plans. So I can put the pack down.
I'm tired of struggling. The hustle, money making. Said sacrifice something to get something, you feel me? Said know what it takes, man, to put they self in a better position. Said know what it's like, you know what I'm saying, to lose, to win, to know the difference between the outs and the ins, you feel me? It's your boy Big Ben, 7 on the slap, that's what it is.
Yo, Beast, Jay, Quest, Big Tidy Sounds, we about to get it popping out here. Let's show them how we do it. Fiesta.
Fiesta. Havana. Fiesta. Caliente. Havana. Fiesta. Havana. Fiesta.
Saturday, on the white beach, in a basket of mangoes and suppressed peaches. Wipe my face and sit in my margarita. Turn to my left, saw this hot Latina. Stood up, took my shirt off and showed my chest. The one she gave me was like, damn, you're the best. Looked again, noticed her body was banging. Booty jumping from side to side, I'm swinging and swinging. She nodded like, come on over. I moved in right on over. Came together like two birds in a pond. That different fairy was waving a magical wand. Grabbed the lotion and rubbed it on her body. Trying to heat things up before we started the party. She whispered, take it out, poppy. I'm like, I'm the end, mommy.
Fiesta, Havana, Fiesta, Caliente, Havana, Fiesta, Caliente, Havana,
Walked up like I owned the world, carotid around me. We enjoyed your girl. She gave him lotion, then we get rubbing. Surrounded by hundreds and receiving loving. Trying to act right, acting straight. Back to my room, baby, can't wait. Wanna grab you and heat your insides up. Gotta be the good till the sun comes up. The chick gon' have your ass ripped up. Your girl's gon' be like she's up. I came to get your butt in gear. Nelly said it's best, it's hot in here. Take it all off, shoot, I don't mind. The flashy life is party time.
Yes,
while we changing spaces. Bottles for aces, running down your body so I lick and I taste it. Cheap folks in different places, in the Bentley it's a favorite. I got to offer for anything, cause we the perfect team. She off the record, that just matter. But the get better when it's always worth it. She's super soaky, fuck for the cheddar. Ain't forever, abracadabra.
Wanna see your body, do that move. Up in the mirror, do what you do. Wanna see your body.
Phantom in parts of the hold up. Hopped out like Goldie from the Mac. That's a pimp from the old school. So the roll up. Now smoke some, don't burn a plush up. 250 can't afford to shit the fuck up. Got loud, got drink. I'ma hit it, get it good. When I'm gone, you can brush up. Now we off in the condo blow. Holding off vitamin sex, so crazy. She was telling me to stroke her to the left. When her brother hit the spot, she was screaming, baby. But a pimp can't have no lady. Looking good in your Christian Louis stiletto. Hit it from the back, get it slow. Got you feeling good when I let go. Then she called her friend. Then they called their friend. Everybody came to party. So we can all get in. Good God, we was all to the factory. Two right back of me, one on my faculty. She was chewing on the naturally. Holler back, do you think I'm gone? Tell me what you want.
Wanna see your body, do that move. Up in the mirror, do what you do. Wanna see your body, do that move.
You do.
Do you think?
Do what you do.
Do
what you do.
Work your body, girl.
The fire.
Swing down and on your way to college.
been around and we're still seeking knowledge. And now that ain't nothing that a quitter's gonna do. You'll be the future that our kids look to. And well, I know the times get rough and you fear you wanna give up. But I cross my heart to God and hope tonight that we be the wings you need to fly. Yeah, float on. Talk behind your back, cause we ain't hearing nothing to say. Yeah, we'll check. Float on. Float on. Right past the lonely beast, straight to the golden beast. We ain't got no time to be wasted. We'll check. 16 already been in love, yeah. You cut class cause you found you a thug, yeah. You think you're Barbie cause he bought you a chain. But make believe and real, they ain't the same, yeah. You know, I know you wanna stand out, and everyone in school, that's all they talk about, but having babies before you reach a prime, no need to rush, you take your time, man. Float on. Float on. I've had the ones that hate on you the most. Girl, don't even pay them attention to shit. They're wasting time, just leave them behind. Your future is right, you're waiting, girl. Don't let your mind reveal your potential.
Radio, Crucial Conflict Church. Yo, what up? This your boy Nevermore, Crucial Conflict. You know what I'm saying? Lawless Radio, all day, every day. You play it, you hear it, you did.
Hey, that's what it is right there, man. Flow, man, that is a real, man, I can't lie to you, man. I love that joint, man. I mean, he break it down, man. And for my ladies out there, y'all got to listen to the words of that song, man. My man went out and got you a little chain because it cost a little money. Don't give him all the shit for you. You are still your own person. You will be judged by his demons, however, if you got somebody that's trying to lay him down for that dirty money and you with him. No, they're not going to tell you this ain't your beef and go. Don't put yourself in these bad positions, man. Hey, speaking of which, let me go to this phone line, 414-517. Who we got on the line?
Whitney.
What's going on, Whitney?
What's up, Whitney?
How you doing?
Hey, y'all, take it easy. Oh, my girl, man. She done hit me. She said, man, I was scared to go on the radio. Hey, don't be shy. Get rid of your inhibition because you ain't shy on Facebook. You break it down on Facebook. I want you to break it down. I want you to break it down for the listeners, man. Go ahead and get it going.
Can't be shy on Lawless. We're not shy on Lawless. We speak our mind and we do it lawless.
There you go.
Well, it was a status that I wrote on Facebook. I had been having. I'm 23 years old, and my dad has always been like in and out of my life, and it was just an inbox that he sent me that kind of triggered the status that I wrote, and I said that a lot of black women are bitter because of the relationship. Well, not even the relationship, but we never established a relationship with our father. So it's hard for us to communicate when it comes to being in a stable relationship, a committed relationship. You know, a lot of girls, they were never told that, you know, they were pretty or not even pretty, that they were beautiful and that they were worth something by their father. So the first man that come along, you know, it's easy to go. So that was my point, and I just thought that, you know, by me being 23, you know, I'm about to get married, and a lot of things that I find going wrong in my life when it comes to my relationship are triggers from my experience with my father.
And I read that, and I read a lot of comments that you had on that, and I mean, women overwhelmingly supported that, you know, and me myself, you know, and I don't, you know, I don't want it to be a one thing, and it's not to downplay, because a lot of women are in that position, but, you know, when I read that, you know, I had always said that had I had my father in my life, I'd have been, you know, 10 times the person I am. You know, because honestly, you know, never seeing my mother in a relationship, I didn't know how relationships were supposed to go. I mean, my first girlfriend is actually my wife, you know. Now, not to say that, you know, I wasn't hoeing around, because, I mean, that's what you learn in the hood, you know. You go out there and you bang as many girls as you can, you know, that is your thing. But I always believed that had I had a father, you know, to break it down, this is how you treat women. This is how you don't treat women. I think it would have been a whole lot different because, I mean, I made a whole lot of mistakes, you know, with my wife, you know, man. I mean, I done been left more times than I care to mention live on radio, you know.
Right.
It was those mistakes. No, but it was those mistakes, you know, that I learned from. You know, we, what is it now, 26 years? That's a long time, you know, to finally figure out, you know, hey, I know what I've been doing wrong all this time. And there it goes.
Right, and it's sad because, you know, a lot of I stay in Milwaukee, and, you know, and I was watching the news the other day, and Milwaukee is in the highest, in the top 5 percentile for teen pregnancy. And, you know, it's sad, and it's not just pregnancy, it's just Milwaukee is horrible. And, you know, and a lot of people my age that I've been to school with, everybody has babies, and I was like, nobody is really, I mentioned on Facebook too, Tia, I know you saw this, about everybody's talking about babies, but nobody is talking about marriage. What happened to doing it the biblical way? What happened to doing it, you know, the right way? And I was like, it's a lot of people, you know, I was raised in, you know, a household to where marriage, you know, and stuff like that was important. And everybody that I've gone to school with, I graduated in 09, have kids. And a lot of those reasons boil down to not being in a two-parent household. Like I said, the first man that comes along, and it's becoming to be the older men now, you know, that come along and get these young girls, and it's not more that any you're beautiful, it's more of you're sexy. That's why you see the butt pictures on Facebook. That's why you see the breast pictures, the naked pictures, and it's not cute, it's not appealing, and, you know,
you said that.
Right.
Oh,
it's just it's sad.
Yeah.
Thank you so much for saying that, Whitney. I you know, because you just touched on something that probably won't mention, you know, I won't get into much of it in this show, but next show would definitely be a good topic, how these men that's past 35 and stuff that's either been married, or some have been married, some have been in long-term relationships, but now they all just, you know, want to reflect back to or divert back to dealing with young women. So they don't want to deal with women their age because they feel like, oh, well, she knows just as much as I do, if not more. She's mature. I want to deal with someone I can just get her nails and toes painted stuff and buy her like some Victoria's Secret and stuff or some fragrance and just, you know, and then I hear from her, you know, 3 days later, she's not going to bug me. She's not going to bother me. You know, she's not going to attack me. That's what a lot of guys are doing now, that they're targeting these young girls because, first of all, Jay-Z made it sexy, you know, for date someone much younger than you because he was dating her, Beyonce, at 17, 18. You know, let's keep it real here. And it's just like a big thing. I'm really glad you said that, Whitney, because it's really a problem when there's women, you know, like me, I'm in my late 30s, and you have women that's in their 40s and stuff that can't either keep their husband home or keep the husband, period, or even find a man because they're all after 21-year-olds.
Right.
And then there's these 21-year-olds making them look stupid. You know, because I have a 21-year-old myself. You know, luckily she's been with the same guy. You know, they were in third grade together. They've been together for 7 years, and they graduated high school, and they live together. Luckily, you know, but the thing is, you're so right. I mean, they're coming at you like gangbusters. Like, when I was growing up, like, I always liked older men because I was a dad. See, I'm the opposite of you all. I was a daddy girl. My parents were married. I was a product of marriage. But my daddy, you know, made me feel like I was better than everyone. He just treated me just different from the rest of his three kids, you know, well, four kids, but the other three. He made it abundantly clear that he loved me more. He showed it, he said it, and that's just how it was. So I think about how when I got married, you know, my husband and I started dating when I was 18. He was 26, and I was his second wife. And I think about, you know, how we went through our struggles because he liked older women. And mm-hmm. so it's like, okay, well, it's almost like, okay, you 18, but you need to catch up, and you need to catch up fast. You know, you need to really become a woman because I expect certain things out of you. See, that's how it was back then. But now these men in there, these older men, like, they don't expect nothing out of these girls but to give them a good time in the bed, you know, do whatever they got to do, you know, set it off in the bedroom, you know, shut a few gifts or put some money in their bank account, and I'll talk to you in 3 more days or whatever it is the situation may be. So it's crazy. I think, you know, these men look stupid doing that. You look like an idiot.
And it doesn't make it better for the mothers either. You know, the mothers are, they're not mothers, they're friends with their daughters.
Yeah.
So they tag teaming now. And it's that my fiance always says, you know, I dress up every day. I look good every day, not for him, but I was taught if you don't look good for nobody else, at least look good for yourself. And a lot of women don't know the fact of being pretty for you, not just for other men, just being beautiful, you know, for you. And it's not about catching somebody or, you know, dating somebody. If you don't love yourself first, if you don't love yourself first and you don't love God first, how can you love a man properly? That's my thing. And I mimic my mom. I see what she does. My mom is a hustler. When I was little, she would sew clothes. She would, you know, do hair, do makeup, put on fashion shows. And now she works at an insurance company. But I watched her, and I was always taught you can do without. It's nice to be in a relationship, but you can provide for yourself. Never forget that fact of it. You can provide for yourself. So.
There you go. She broke it down. When I read it and I started going through and reading, you know, it's like, wow, you know, just the different things, you know. And it's always sad, you know, when you sit there and you read, you know, the different struggles of women, and they're so downplayed. But then now when you find the women that have that story to where their head is on straight, you don't, those are so far and few between. I mean, I can go on Facebook, out about 5,600 friends, probably about 2,000 or 3,000 of them women. Out of them 2,000 or 3,000 women, probably only about 300 don't have, you know, the breast pic, you know, the I'm bent over, look at my butt pic, you know, and you're talking about 300 out of 3,000? You know, wow,
right.
that is something. But then, you know, how do you tell me you want me to respect you when you step to me, you know, disrespectfully? You've already disrespected yourself and your approach to me, and now you tell me, don't do as you do as you say. I say respect me. Don't disrespect me like I disrespect myself, and it don't go, you know. I watched my granny and my mother over many years, you know. The one thing they've always said is, you know, and it was the same thing that I've always said with my wife. I mean, respect you, respect me, respect us. You know, that is it. You know, all of that other stuff, we can work with everything else. As long as you never lose respect for yourself, lose respect for me, and lose respect for us, you know, anything else we can work through. You know, she's smoking. You know, everybody know me, know I can't stand smokers. You know what I'm saying? We've been working through that now for all of these years, you know, and I stay mad about it. But, I mean, you know, realistically, those are small things. What they said, small things to a giant. You know, you can work through that stuff, you know, but it's about, like you said, you know, how do you carry yourself? You know, are you walking out here always looking good for yourself? I mean, it ain't about looking good for me. It's about looking good for yourself. You know, are you carrying yourself the way you expect people to perceive you? And a lot of people don't believe that perception, especially amongst women, perception amongst women become reality. You know, you look at a woman that looks like, you know, she's not kept for anything, you know. And it's not to say you got to walk out every day looking like you're going to walk a runway. It is just, you know, basic upkeep. You know, I know Whitney. And people that don't know Whitney, people that don't know the Queen. Let me tell you, these are two sharp women. You right now, y'all got two sharp women on the phone, and I mean these ladies are always looking good. You know, and it is, you know, not just, you know, the fashion that carries, it's the attitude, you know, when you talk to them.
Right.
And those are the things that a lot of ladies, a lot of ladies today lack it. You know, the substance, you know, I was having a conversation, and I know I want to bring it to a show one day. You know, it was me and a couple of guys, we were talking, you know, on the train, you know, and what we were talking about was today's lady and yesterday's lady. You know, yesterday's lady didn't have, you know, filth, foreign filth. That was they whole conversation. We're on the train, and this girl, I don't know who this girl is talking to, but she's harder than any dude I have ever come across. Because, I mean, she, and I told that bitch, the next time I see that MF, and that bitch going, that motherfucker, you know what I mean? She's going on this phone. She is letting it ride. Now, she's sitting next to a dude. You know, dude is looking like, I'm not with her. So well, now this other lady is probably about 4 or 5 feet, you know, back from her. I guess she figures she has to outdo her. She's got to be tougher than her, because now she get on her phone and she's telling the guy that's sitting next to her what she said to whoever it was she just got off the phone. And I told that bitch, you know, we're talking about how yesterday you didn't hear that. You know, I mean, especially just our kids in general, we were very respectful and mindful of our elders. It's not to say, you know, I don't want no kid listening, you know, to say, oh, they saying they ain't cuss back in the day. Yes, we did. But you didn't cuss around churches, schools, or adults.
Mm-hmm.
That was it.
Right.
That was it. You didn't do that. You know, and you wasn't loud.
I just think the standard has been lowered.
Yeah.
I think the standard has been lowered. I think Steve Harvey messed it up for a lot of women and a lot of men. When I was, as a matter of fact, I was watching the movie the other day, and she was like, well, I make this much, and I, you know, do this, and I drive this. And he was like, does your man have to have that? And she said, yeah, well, maybe you need to change your standards. It's not all in, you know, what somebody drive or, you know, what somebody, you know, you want a man to be able to provide. You want a woman to be able to provide for herself. But as far as lowering standards nowadays, especially in Milwaukee where I stay, it's almost impossible. You know, we got, I hear a lot about, well, they ain't about that life. They ain't about that life. And I mentioned it to somebody's status. I said, What is it in that life? And I said, because what I see pertaining to that life is these young men walking around here with their pants below their butt, not taking care of their kids, no job, they on the block, they stay on the block. They live on the block, and nobody wants a job.
You're exactly right. My thing is this, I don't want to be about that life. If that life is about not having standards, when you say people lowering their standards, I think people don't have standards anymore. You know, so if that's what the life is about, not having standards, then no, I'm not about that life at all, because I got standards. And I got standards up to the roof, but at the same token, I'm open-minded. And you know, my thing is this, and I have morals. Everybody do their dirt. You know, I've done my dirt in the past, and I still do a little dirt. I'm human. But at the same token, my children won't know about it.
Right.
The community won't know about it. Maybe my best friend might know about it, but that's as far as it goes. You know what I'm saying? If I did go out like that. So if I'm about that life, I'm about that life that I keep my business to myself and I keep myself together and I love God, and that's just what it is. I take care of my household. I raise my children. My children are grown. So if I want to be about that life. I'd rather be about that life, you know, than to be about that life of how they are on Love and Hip Hop. You know, they're... dating, you know, dating someone for 13 years, and then you turn around and marry someone you only known for a year, and you put your girl through hell in 13 years. You had a whole different family that you know, she didn't even know about for 13 years.
And
like, all these lesbianic relationships and stuff of these girls that know they're not lesbians, they're just doing it because they want people to say, look at me. You know, I'm doing something that's going to make me popular. The end thing is being bisexual. Just like Chris Brown's girlfriend, Karrueche Tran, you know, all of a sudden on Twitter, I'm bisexual. But now she's popular. I hate to say this, but for lack of a better term, her stock went up. You're stuck with her because she's about that life. So it seemed like this day and time, you have to be about certain lives to be accepted. That's
right.
Just a crazy thing. I think to be accepted in this world, you should be about life, period.
Right.
Yep.
Period.
About life. You know, and when you said that, it made good sense, because I was actually listening to Ricky Smiley. And Ricky Smiley was talking about it, and he was saying how a lot of people who are actually trying to make it in the industry now, you know, because the industry back in the days was really, you know, homosexually driven, you know, a lot of people that you didn't know that were gay, you know, were actually gay, and they were actually the heads, you know, the top. Well, now today, you know, that you have all of these people now that pretend to be gay, you know, because being gay now is more accepted than being straight. You know, and it confused me. Yeah, it confused me. I won't lie to you. I was like, hold on, man. Is there any way you can repeat that? You know, but then it went back to, people that follow the channel. Y'all remember Blink Magazine. We had Blink Magazine some years back. One of the last articles in Blink Magazine was actually written by my wife. She had interviewed two artists. Two we can't mention because they wanted to remain anonymous, but one was 50 Cent. And the article, we got the idea from a Life cover story. Life cover story said gay is the new straight, you know, and they were talking about, you know, the number of men that were down low. Well, actually, in the article, 50 Cent was interviewed, and he was saying that, you know, you can either be gay or you can be penitentiary gay, penitentiary-minded gay. Penitentiary-minded gay means that, you know, I see this guy, you know, and I may want to run up in him, you know, and if we act on that, we're not being gay, we're being penitentiary-minded gay. We're gay if we turn it into a relationship, but this one act does not make us gay, you know, and, you know, you can find the article. I'll find it up and post it again. But 50 said that, you know, because it is more of a challenge to get a man. He said it's easy to get women. Women's self-esteem is so low till you can basically buy a woman for a bottle in a club. So that is not a challenge, and that's something that men are not, you know, looking for now, because it's not a challenge. You can get women, you know, as long as you have a little money, you can get women to do anything you want. But getting a man, that is a target. So that's what a lot of people are going after, you know. And one of the rappers that was interviewed, he said something similar, basically saying that, you know, you have these guys around you and they are calling themselves hardcore gangster rappers, and they would do anything to get on. They would bend over a table if you told them to. Yes. He said they would bend over a table if you told them to. He said they'd get up under that table if you tell them to, because they're so desperate to get on to they'll do anything. He said those are often the guys that are taken advantage of in the industry. Say you give them a shot in your big what you call them?
Call them homo thugs. Homo thugs. Not a super thug, a homo thug.
But it was
absolutely
honestly,
right.
It was scary when she was compiling all the information from these interviews. It messed my head up because it was like, man, I'm not putting that in this magazine, you know. You know, but
did she
know man, let me tell you, I'm gonna tell you, I'm not gonna lie. One of the guys, you know, again, you know, we signed an agreement for both of them to remain anonymous. But one of the guys I didn't expect it from, because he is a nice, reputable R&B singer that is out now, and I'm like, I couldn't believe in a world that, you know, he said this, you know, and, You know, basically, it goes back to what we're talking about again with the ladies not being shown love and respect, because majority of the time, this guy that, you know, they thinking that they got a love thing going, he ain't got no love thing. He's got her to show the homie that he's got a girl, you know, but
right.
He's down inside, he's fantasizing about the homies.
Right. But I want to know this. How can you love a woman, or how can you be, you know, how can you take a woman seriously when her face has a split down the middle and has two cheeks on it and no eyeballs? How the heck could you even respect that, really? Like, seriously. Like, on my Facebook page, yeah, I got little provocative pictures and stuff like that, but you're never going to see the crack of my ass. You're not going to see me sitting on no sink with my ass crack showing. You're not going to see none of that stuff. First of all, I mean, I'm not going to say I'm too old for it, because you're never too old. If your body look good, it look good. Huh? You know, that's how I look at it.
Yeah, right, right.
But
if you got it, you got it.
How can a man respect you when all he sees is your ass crack? He ain't hearing nothing that's coming out your mouth, and he saw your face, but your face is not what's holding up, what's keeping his attention. It's your ass, because that's what you showed first. You show your ass,
yeah.
Guess what? You'll get treated. You're going to get treated like an ass.
I think there's a big difference between being being trashy and being classy and being sexy. Sexy was never
right.
meant to be hoish.
Right.
That's the
right.
Exactly.
Sexy was never
right.
meant to be hoish. And these sink photos and, you know, I find it weird because, you know, I post a lot of pictures on Facebook, but they're not, they're mostly face pictures. But the girl
right.
that is butt naked in the kitchen get 560 likes, and then wonder
oh,
why people are calling her hoish, and they say that's sexy. No, that's hoish. It's a difference between sexy and hoish. And then 5 minutes later, she like, I'm looking for a real man. No real man is gonna put a ring on your finger with you doing that. Simple. Nobody.
Nope. Break it down.
Nobody.
Because I mean, it is the truth. And it's something that I think, you know, often eludes people. You know, like you said, there's a difference, you know, between being sexy and being hoish. And people really don't understand that part. Okay, me, you know, and man, don't y'all judge Uncle TL. You know, but for me, you know, my wife get up, she put on a skirt and some stockings, you know, and some nice heels and stuff. You know, it's like, man, girl. Now, that is sexy. You know, she ain't got it
right.
on, you know, and had a skirt that come up to the crack, you know what I'm saying,
right.
with the cleavage
mm-hmm.
hanging out,
mm-hmm.
you know, and with the Miley Cyrus tongue hanging.
I knew it was the Phoenix Horizon. I knew it was coming.
Right. I mean, that's not, you know, again, there are times, there are places. There are situations. Now, in the comfort of our home, she decides she want to put on that skirt. Maybe if you're listening, I hope you're listening. In the comfort of our home, if she decides she want to put on that skirt,
right.
I am not going to complain. But you don't walk
right.
about the doggone
right.
house. You'll walk about the house looking like you're going to be, you know, and y'all don't know a lot about Chicago, but I break Chicago down for you. On Madison, you got the $5 hookers. On North Avenue, you got the $50 hookers. On Broadway,
mm-hmm.
you got the $500 hookers, but you don't know what you're going to get, male or female. And on Lake Shore, you don't get
you're absolutely right.
you know, you don't walk out looking like you're going to go straight to the stroll and want to know why, you know, guys are not taking you serious. You know, let me
right.
explain
yeah.
to you. Let me explain to you why. Hey, y'all, we got a caller calling in. Let me see what we got. 404-735. Who we got on the line?
This is Patrice. What's going on?
What's happening, baby?
What's going on? I missed the last end of it. So what was you talking about?
We talking about classy and trashy.
Classy and trashy.
There you go.
Ooh.
Yeah.
Okay. This is my topic. This is my topic right here. Let me tell you something. I have been riding the MARTA for the last, what, 2-3 months, and I want to create a magazine called Ratchet. The Ratchet on the Transit.
Oh, God.
I want to take pictures. I'm going to take pictures of the, all the ratchetness, and then I want to post it somewhere. And you know how, you know, like the pop, I'm going to be like the TMZ of ratchetness. You know.
Oh, my God, I know you did not.
Right.
I love it.
Right.
I love it. And you know good and well, I'll invest in that. You know that, right?
I mean, come on.
I like that idea, Patrice. I like that idea.
That would be hot, man.
We all could use Alaska. I mean, you know, that's better than, shoot, World Star Hip Hop and all this stuff. Right. I would love that, honey. You know what? I think you might be on to something. I would try that ROT, Ratchet on Transit. I would do it, honey.
Yeah.
Ratchet
on the Transit.
And you know what we'll do? No, don't put Ratchet on the Transit. Since Dave and I like to be about that life, call it that life.
That life. Transit life. That mother life.
I love it. I love it.
I always told about that mother life if I have to go to a baseball game or something like that. But other than that, I ain't about that Ratchet just no.
Hey, I'm gonna tell you now. Y'all say what y'all want. That modern life will make you rich, man. Cause I come up with more ideas off that modern than anything. You see things that you will see nowhere else in the world, except on that
nowhere else.
Man,
you see a homeless dude breaking chains for you. Oh, you only got a 20? I got change.
You got somebody on a homeless dude on a transit going from train to train selling socks. $5 for 10 socks and stuff. I'm like, you know, you're so better than this.
Man,
you have someone to purchase.
Wait a minute. TL, bring Buck in. I think he's out there somewhere.
Buck. Hey, Buck, you out there?
Wallet, incense, baby stock, wallet, ID wallet, incense. You remember them Japanese selling on train? Wallet, ID wallet, incense. I got your. It's actually sell tops. It's actually sell tops. I was amazed by that, man.
Oh no. Hey, they making money, baby. They making money on the martyr. You better ask them about it, man.
Martyr life. You ain't about that martyr life. I'm gonna start telling people that from now on.
What are you talking about?
I should just get on martyr and ride for one day and you'll see what that life is all about.
I told y'all we had the deaf dude that had the sign, he had the note. He said, can you give me money? I can't hear or speak. He had the note, right? And my man must have forgot he couldn't hear. So he put his earbuds in and sat down and started listening to his phone.
I'm about to get off the air right now.
I'm gonna get the beat. Yeah, right, man. Yeah, right.
I ain't about that life right there either. Begging and pretending like you know you're blind and you're crippled and you're crazy. I ain't about that life either.
I was finna have fun. I was waiting for him. Me and Tony and the kids, we went to an event down at Phillips Arena, right? And I saw him. He was up at the front of the train. I said, we were finna go down. I had got my phone ready. Because, you know, my wife, she can sign, right? So I'm waiting for him to come back there. Come on. I'm finna videotape this. I'm finna get this one. But that fool looked and he saw me, you know, and he know I usually had this little thing I do where when he gets to me, I look at him and then I play sleep. I go, so he.
No, he didn't.
I guess he didn't feel like dealing with me that day. So he didn't even make it back to where we was, but I was going to get him. He was going to be on video, baby. Shit, let me show that. He can't even do sign language. Shit, let me show you. Oh, man, it was going to be one for him. That bastard wouldn't let me, though.
Oh, Lord. Only in Atlanta. You own the song. I'm co-signing for you right now. Today is what? November 20th, 2013? Patrice, I'm co-signing for you because I think that you got something right there.
I'm telling you.
You got a good idea. You own to something. Make that money, honey. Give me my 15.
Well, we're going to take it on the road. We're going to take it on the road. Whitney's going to do that. No, Whitney's going
to
do the ratchet and Milwaukee version.
Right.
Yeah.
I see it here.
The ratchet and
Milwaukee.
Give me that ratchet in Milwaukee.
That's right.
I'll do it.
Patrice, I'll buy a shotgun. I want to take this. I like that idea. That's too funny because you see all kinds of – see, Whitney, I don't know if you've ever been to Atlanta, and I don't know if you've ever ridden the Metro Atlanta Transit Transit Area System, whatever it is.
No,
never have.
Yeah.
And I'm telling you, you see it all. 5 points is the terminal or the central stop.
Good old 5 points.
Yeah, you might see boys with like 3 cuts in the eyebrows, but you see them with a mohawk with red hair, and you see them with earrings, and, you know, their eyebrows are arched. They got the eyebrows colored in, and they got
their pants. Well, they wear skirts with booty pads here.
Oh, God.
Skirts with booty pads.
It's
booty pads.
Single way.
Skirts and booty pads.
Hey, y'all got to wait.
With a size 12 shoe.
What is a booty pad?
A booty pad, they like panties, but they got a padded in the back to make your butt bigger.
Don't judge
me.
I'm wondering. Don't judge me. Look, I was going through a Nicki Minaj period. Y'all got to forgive me now.
Hey, did y'all see the video? Did y'all see the video with the young lady who had
Oh my goodness! Hey Michelle, you know what? I'm gonna, you know, Cheryl, Whitney, Patrice. Y'all know I feel stupid, right? I'm gonna tell you why I feel stupid. I'm thinking now. This is before I saw the performance. I actually saw the pictures first. So I see the lips and the slits. I'm looking at this. I'm like, wait a minute. No, when ain't nobody messing with your hot pocket because it's too far open. That don't look right. But then when I went up to, you know, looked at the video of her performing, I saw that little, you know, hot pocket right there kept moving around like the little slit would go to the side. I said, oh, it's leggings. I see. How brilliant. So they make leggings with cut print. Excuse me, cut print.
Mm-hmm.
You kidding me?
What is going on? Now I think I want me a pair. I'm gonna be on Marta and go to 5 points and walk around 5 points with some. You know what? I'm gonna dub these cut pants, cut leggings or keggings,
I'm gonna make you my front page show. That'll be my first edition. Y'all know what's gonna happen next, right? Y'all know what's gonna happen. They gonna start making, you know, since these little guys wanna wear these tight jeans. They're going to make the little tight jeans with the print already in them. They're going to already have a sock in the front.
Stop. They're going to make the pants with the shape of a penis. Like a mushroom top sitting right there. Oh, I can't take it.
Pooh Bear would love to see that. Pooh Bear would love to see that.
I'm out of CPR life right now. I can't take that. I don't ever want to see that.
That is my problem, I think, with straight jeans. With these little tight, skinny jeans, you got these little skinny jeans on and you don't feel uncomfortable. I mean, you're doing a tuck job or the what you would call it ain't working. Because I can't got no skinny jeans. Those summer girls going to get real skinny real quick.
You
better not put on those skinny jeans, Chairman. I will come to Lil Burn.
I have a friend that says guys who wear skinny jeans are gay. She says skinny jeans are for gay guys.
I think it's a Harlem style. It's a style that started up in Harlem and it called.
I think they're boy leggings.
Just pull them up. I don't give a damn. Just pull them up.
They're boy leggings.
Pull them up on
they're
your ass.
A boy version of leggings.
I'm
gonna say that boys shouldn't have a version of leggings like they shouldn't have a version of purses.
right. Like men should not have what I call them. If they call them, if they're boy leggings, I call them beggings. and men should not walk around with merces, and they should not have men bras.
Oh, my God.
I'm just saying. A man should not wear a merce because there's no, there shouldn't be no such thing as a man purse. A man should wear, you know, have on a bag, an attaché case, or whatever you want to call it. But a merce, come on now. All this metrosexual stuff, this is just getting out of hand. And then
that's
all
that, that's all
being gay is a race. Being gay is a race, so that's another thing. So it's like, Lord have mercy, taking over. And you know, I hope I haven't offended anyone out there, but Jesus, you know, it's ridiculous.
Hey, I need y'all to hold for 1 second. I got a dedication I want to make. Got a friend who lost her brother, you know, and I told her to tune in at 9:30. I was going to send a shout-out to him. This is for Billy. Rest in peace, little homie, man. We losing our young men too quick, too fast, too much, too often. You know, and for my young men out there listening, man, you know, it does come back around to love. How can you keep killing off people that look like you and not think that you're doing something wrong? It's not to say that you need to be killing people, period. But I'm of the mind that you shouldn't kill what you can't eat. So if it ain't a chicken, fish, cow, or something like that, you're definitely doing something wrong. And I'm not, you know, one of those people that says God's will, because God didn't put us here to annihilate each other the way we're doing. What I will say is that we have a problem, and in the end, we will be dealing with God. We will be judged by God for all of the things that we're doing down here that we don't need to be doing. You know, if it's to the point to where you really feel that, you know, you want to kill a man, man, go on about your business, because a lot of the things that we're killing people over, he looked at me, he looked at my girl, he said something on Facebook. And for the women, y'all are not innocent of this either. Y'all women, y'all are going crazy. I'm watching the little videos, and more women out there, you know, beating and trying to kill each other than anything, man. Y'all, we got to fall back, because at the rate we're going, unless y'all been watching these future movies with your eyes closed, you don't see many of us in these movies about the future. And let me tell you why. Look at the way we're dying right now in 2014. Look at how we've been dying between 2014 and 1998. Between 2013 and 1998, they said we've lost more black people than we lost during slavery. And that is bad when we know that they were just killing people at will during slavery. And here we are today between 1998 and 2013 completely annihilating each other, yet we want to point a finger and we want to say that the white man was bad for the way he killed our ancestors. The white man was bad for the way he annihilated our race, and nobody kills us more than we kill ourselves. So take a look in the mirror before you start passing judgment on anybody. If we don't clean up home, nobody's ever going to clean up home for us. We will never have a clean home. Home will remain dirty, but at the same time, it'll never get a chance to be clean because nobody will be home because we've killed them all off. All right? Hey, this is dedicated to Billy, man. Rest in peace, bro.
I've been going through a whole lot of troubles, man. Trials and tribulations. I'm just trying to be a better man. Looking for a better day. Let's go.
Somebody help me, 'cause it feels like I'm dying on the inside. Somebody help me. Sometimes I gotta swallow my pride.
But I'm innocent, working with the expectations of being filthy rich. I done stumbled and failed, but got back at it. To the streets, I'm addicted just like a f*** addict. I wanna make a better way, live a better life, be a better man while making my girl a better wife. Murder rate high, kids killing kids. It's bad when your homies living better in the pen. Every day that pass, I'm getting older. Faith getting weaker, heart getting colder. Maybe I ain't got what it take and won't acknowledge it. Safe to say I waited too late to be a college kid. So I gotta man up if I wanna eat. Get the wind under my wings, ground beneath my feet. This can't be life, 'cause I ain't living well. I wanna break down, but can't, 'cause I refuse to fail.
Somebody help me, 'cause it feels like I'm dying on the inside. Somebody help me, 'cause sometimes I gotta swallow my pride.
for love. I'm begging for help, but this a cruel world. They say life is a bitch and she a cruel girl. So the clan be trying to help the land deep, but the rap game is slow, looking for plan B. And they say a real man don't cry. Man crying probably told that lie, cause I cried like a baby when I found out my man got popped and cried. Most seen him in that box, boo-boo, I blame me. If I made pop, you wouldn't have been around. We would have been on the road, rocking plenty crowds. So I feel like a failure. Didn't get to tell you that I love you, cause you would stand up. I can't lose another brother, so I gotta work hard, be a better son to my mother. Be a role model for my son and my daughter. Lord, help me get it all in order. I'm begging now. Watching the news each and every day, and I'm crying like a fool each and every day, and I feel like I'ma lose each and every day. Wish I could hop on the broom and just fly away. The front yard of our home should be super safe, so our kids can play and not catch a stray. My heart go to them babies with deep sentiments. Them kids lost their life and they was innocent, so we gotta step it up, gotta put them weapons up. Knocking off our own kind really ain't helping us. I done did dirt, played that hand, walked away when I could save that man. With all of my years doing wrong, if I can save our land, I'ma die trying to save our land. That's effort though, this a new day, and I'm going all out. If you real, you gotta feel it, help me as I call out. Boom.
Cause it feels like I'm dying on the inside.
This is the realest song I ever wrote.
Got
on this track and I'm pulling my heart out.
Living this way,
sounds like
like.
Yo, yo, it's J. Kale. You listening to the hottest radio station playing independent artists like myself, man. Lawless. It's Lawless Radio,
man.
So keep it locked. Don't touch that dial. Tell a friend to tell a friend. Much love.
Hey, man, I think Piano and Bruno Mars should have had me on that joint, man. I think I could have rocked that. Don't laugh at me, man. Yes. I was getting down, baby. Y'all, oh, man, it's me. Hey, man, shout
that's
out to Whitney, man.
Though.
She had to go, man. Oh, yeah, yeah, that's a nice little joint, man. That's that Unbreakable, man. Unbreakable getting ready to drop for y'all, man. We looking at, for some reason, we're looking at February. I want it now. You know, but he gonna drop.
No,
he gonna drop
right.
February. Yeah, 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 man. So that is a real, that's a real nice joint, man. A whole lot of good stuff coming from the album, man. Piano, he plays and he works. He plays hard, man. So shout out to my man P. Man, Whitney couldn't stay with us, y'all, man. She said she had fun. You know, I want to thank her for calling in, man. But, I mean, what she said made a whole lot of sense, you know. That first relationship that we have, you know, often starts at home, you know. And if that's dysfunctional, you know, you don't know how to establish a relationship. Once you go out, you know, man, that's it. It's a wrap. You don't know how to build and deal with people and stuff, you know. So, I mean, all of that made good sense to me.
Absolutely.
Hey, we still got Buck with us. Buck, you still with us?
Oh, yeah, I ain't going nowhere, man. you were talking about, well, okay, what were we talking about in the beginning? Ratchet?
Yeah, Ratchet on the Marta.
Okay.
On the transit.
Well, you know, I'm 40, so I'm trying to figure out the real true definition of this ratchet. And you know, is it like what we used to call them back in the day, chicken heads, hood rats? Is this all like the same thing?
What is like the same thing?
Yeah.
Ratchet is worse. Ratchet is a whole another level of chicken headedness, and you know, just that bird mentality. It goes ratchetness go beyond that. Ratchetness is when you go on social media and you see a woman taking a picture or a girl taking a picture. I call her a girl, taking a picture with the walls. You tell it's a very old house, so there's walls, grease stains on it, clothes everywhere, dry food on the floor, a baby running around and stuff with just a diaper on. That's ratchet. Ratchet is when you see a picture on Instagram of a girl posing, you know, with topless with her son, a 2-year-old son, like he's able to walk, holding her boobs. I mean, that's chicken heads don't necessarily do that. Ratchet
okay,
is
I,
when, yeah.
I got an example.
Right.
I got
it's
an example.
There is a
girl that I saw on Facebook. She had her man's name tattooed on her, I want to say her bottom, her buttocks. I don't want to say ass. And his name is Howard.
You said it.
So his name is Howard, and it's tattooed across her butt. But when she spreads her butt cheeks, it says it goes from Howard to How Hard. So that's ratchet, right?
That is
man,
that is a perfect example of ratchet. Wait a minute. So you mean to tell me his name is Howard? How Hard Howard? Or How Hard Can
Howard?
Is that what it is? That's ratchet.
His name is Howard. It's on there. It goes across her butt.
But hold up. But let me ask this question.
Oh, she got some little tattoos on the inside there.
Wait, that's what I'm saying. Wait. Let me ask you a question. Now, did she have a before and after picture of the actual tattoo, and then she had another picture with the ass cheek spread? Is that what we're hearing here?
Yeah. It says Howard.
Wow.
But then when she spreads them, it goes from Howard to How Hard. If there's an H that like that lines up in the middle God. There.
Wow.
Oh my God.
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah. Yeah.
Wow. She's the queen of ratchet. I crowned her the queen of ratchetistic.
Yeah,
that is ratchet at its finest.
Ratchetivity at its finest. You know, you
that's
remember Lady of Rage? You remember the rapper Lady of Rage? I rock stuff and stuff with Apple.
Yeah.
Yo, she has a tattoo of a pair of lip, well, a tongue inside of a pair of lips, like it's licking down in her chest. But I'm like, okay, but that doesn't make sense because why would you want the tongue to turn this way like he's licking somebody
right.
else? Turn the tongue
right.
the other direction so we can just see the vein of the tongue. I'm saying it's just ratchet. It's ratchet right along top of two Afro puffs.
We call her ratchet puff.
She rocks rubber stuff with her ratchet puff.
That's true.
Go ahead with
rock
your
ratchet
puff.
Rock on with your ratchet tail.
Yeah.
Oh no, y'all. Hey, that was like, oh my. Hey man, tell me y'all saw the story about the school teacher that
yes.
laced his
Yes, I did.
I heard about that.
I know what you're about to say. Oh my God.
They thought they was iced oatmeal cookies.
They
were regular oatmeal cookies. He iced them. Oh, my
God. Oh,
wait a minute. No, I didn't hear about
that. Yeah, Buck, I posted it on Facebook yesterday. I couldn't even read it all because I kept just thinking and I kept just getting nauseated of thinking about these little small kids eating someone's DNA,
yeah.
of a sexual DNA at that. Come on.
Yes.
I would, man, I'm pretty right now. One of my kids, man, this man, he'd be lucky if he lived still.
God damn.
He shot the juice on the cookies and gave them to the kids. It ain't Lawless Radio after dark, but I saw this movie once of these young ladies who shared a glass of champagne, only it wasn't champagne in the glass. It made me sick to watch that. So now I can imagine, you know, if the kids in the cookies, oh my God. Yeah, oh my God. Yeah, I remember that. We talking about murder cases. Murder was the case that they gave. Oh my, that's for damn sure. Yeah, I just can't even fathom that. Like, how could you be so sick to give a child something like that?
What in the world kind of mind do you have? I ain't about that life either. That's that perverted cookie life.
Yeah, tell the kids don't eat no cookies from their teachers.
Yeah, for real. That's the girl's cookie now, steaming cookie.
They gonna unwillingly get a money shot. Oh man, that's bad.
Yeah, that is.
The little bastard was caught, so that's the good part.
That's good.
You know, a lot of people don't. I know a lot of people don't agree with me. You know, and I don't care. But I said certain things you shouldn't go to jail for. You know, certain things, and that is one. That's one he shouldn't go to jail for. You're supposed to take him, let him off in the room with the families, and if he survives, that's called God's will. That's called God's will. But if he don't survive. Yeah, if he don't survive, you can't do nothing to the family because he had the opportunity to come out. Yes, he didn't. That's the way I believe, you know. And we can save a lot of tax money.
But that's the main point, save that tax money. Well, what if this man had gonorrhea? What if this man had HIV? What if this man had chlamydia? What if this man had herpes? You think about all that stuff.
Freaking. That's what I'm talking about
dead,
right there.
Dead. I will kill him dead.
Not the letter, but actually spelled out, M-E.
So basically, it's M-E with two E's. So that's /M-E-E-M-E-E. And also my SoundCloud page, you can go to soundcloud.com/MEQOAP. You can also tweet me at Queen of Afro Pop. You know, tweet me. I don't check it much, but you can go ahead and tweet me anyway. Also, if you want to become one of my supporters and fan me, you know, if you want to call yourself my fan, that's cool too, or my stalker, whatever. You go to my Facebook fan page. It's /ME Queen of Afro Pop. Also, so Instagram, oh, God. So if you want to look at my face and, you know, see my new hairstyles and stuff, the most pointless website I've ever heard of in my life, Instagram, I'm on it. That's ME_E_ Queen of Afro Pop. Just want to let y'all know it was another great Grit Grind Wednesday. It was a beautiful day, sunshine. It was cool. It was beautiful. I loved it. And it's Lawless, baby.
Hey, Tillman, I'm on the show. Is it over? No, I'm just kidding, y'all. It ain't this kid. It's still me.
Hey,
I'm going to try to ask
you about it. Hey, what Mississippi at anyway? There you go, right there. Okay, fine. Go ahead.
Hey, man, shout out to my family, man. Tone Freeze and Lewis and Steph. Oh, thank y'all, man. Especially to my people, man. Lawless Entertainment family, man. Holding it down, man. Hey, a lot of good things going on, man. Shout out to the 480 Film family over there, man. Y'all will see me hashtagging a lot. Atlanta Spartans, Coach Rhodes in fourth quarter. That's the TV show, man. Y'all go ahead and help support the movement, man. Right now, like I said, we got a nice little bidding war going for the show, and I'm all for it, man. Looking forward to y'all support now like never before. Y'all know what I say, man. Every damn Lawless mate goes back into Lawless, man. So y'all helping further the movement by going over liking the page, man. If y'all ain't liked the Lawless Radio page yet, man, y'all go and like it, man. Also like the fourth quarter page, man. Follow us on Twitter. That is @LawlessRadio, @LawlessENT. You want to follow the chairman, baby? @TheChairmanTL. Matter of fact, just type in Google the chairman TL, man. And everything you see there, man, is me. Man, y'all like it, follow it, friend it, whatever it is you get to do with it, man. Y'all get to do it with it, man. Hey, I'm going to catch y'all back here next week doing the same thing, man, that is supporting your local come-up, man. Hey, remind y'all that Lawless Radio is a product of Lawless Entertainment. The music heard here, unless otherwise indicated, is not sole property of Lawless Entertainment. However, we've been granted the broadcast and rights to be a part of this show and every other show on Lawless Radio, as well as Lawless Radio After Dark. Simply go to www.lawlessradio.com, click on the Submit Music tab. Hey, man, I don't know what it is about this week, man, but last week nobody listened, so I'm going to say it again this week, but I'm going to say it slowly. Do not send us any links. We do not download music. Don't know what happened, but every email I open this week, man, is nothing but links. Go in, download my music. Go in, download my music, man. I am trying to keep my computer HIV-free. I ain't saying you ain't clean, you know, but, hey, I got to protect myself. You know what I'm saying? You might not look like you got nothing, but you just might. It just might be my bad look. Ain't going to download the music, man, y'all. Y'all send that music over, man. It's as simple as that. Hey, man, shout out to my people out there working airlines, my people that keep them planes in the sky safely. Rain, sleet, or snow, y'all make sure the planes go and you do it all so well. Nobody else says thank you. Nobody else says they appreciate you. Trust and know the chairman does. Hey, going to catch y'all back here next week right before Thanksgiving. I want to know what you're thankful for. Y'all hit me. And slide me a plate, too, because y'all know I like to eat Thanksgiving dinner before Thanksgiving. Hey, for the chairman and the queen, I'm out of here. Y'all catch BMO Slim later on tonight, Lawless Radio After Dark. It's Lawless, and we out of here, baby. It's Lawless. Uh-oh, y'all, I forget. There we go. Now, it's Lawless.
It's Lawless.
We gonna go there, I'm gonna lay you down. Don't love it. Hit you with it, and you gon' love it. Hit you with it.
fucking it's your neck, yeah. I'ma beat it, especially if you give me that. Damn, you looking good, girl, you looking sexy. Some R. Kelly.
Seems like you're ready.
Way you move, look like you get real freaky. I'll keep it on the low if you is real sneaky. Let me strip you down to your little secret. I won't tell nobody, promise, baby, I'ma keep it to myself. But when I hit you with this, I'ma hit you with all type of, like the couch flow against the refrigerator. Let you call my name out to the neighbor.
We gon' go that way, I'ma lay you down. And you gon' love it. Tell your around, baby. Down, I'm telling you. I'ma hit you with that, I'ma hit you with that, I'ma hit you with that. You gon' love it. I'ma hit you with that, I'ma hit you with that. I'm telling you,
I've been doing bad, praying that it ain't a sin. Get your left equivalent, cause the way I'm in, damn right it smells good. Loving myself that I sit, but the too fat, baby. I just had to. This one is for the girls that wanted me so bad. No, y'all really can't take it. I ain't gon' tell nobody you fast if you give me a piece of that. My is like three bands, girl, you know you gon' up rat. Tell them about how smack that bottom from the on top of the car, outside in the dark, or maybe in the kitchen. Been with no ditches, maybe you should tell your girl that I'm cracky, so addictive, chip.
We don't go that way, I'ma lay you down and I'll do you, and you gon' love it. Turn your I'ma hit you with that, you gon' love it. I'ma hit you with that, I'ma hit you with that. I'm telling you.